great to be here on a Monday afternoon with a real treat. It's the best way to start a week with fantastic jazz vocals. And today, we have one of the hottest singers in jazz. Jackie Ryan comes to us from just down the West Coast, and she can do it all. She's got chops in bossa nova, vocalese, Latin jazz, bebop, and the Great American Songbook, just to name a few. Please help me welcome Jackie Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, let me say a little bit about this song we're going to do here. I like the song because it's so positive, of course. Written by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arland. There's a little story behind it. Everybody knows the song, Accentuate the Positive. But there's a little more to it. In that, the idea of the lyric came from Johnny Mercer hearing a sermon by the great Reverend Divine, Father Divine, who was very big in the day. And he was giving a sermon to his congregation about the power of positive thinking. And so Johnny Mercer was inspired by that. And that's really where this came from. And there's a verse to it that gives you the idea of that. So when I told John Clayton this, about the song, that it was inspired by Reverend Divine, he decided, let's do it as a gospel tune. And so we did it thus. Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm against. If you wanna hear my story, just settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In Between. Well, you got to spread joy up to the maximum and bring gloom down to the minimum and have faith or pandemonium is liable to walk along the scene. Well, to illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. Well, what did they do when everything looks so dark? Well, you know they had to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In Between. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Accentuate to wait the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. That's right. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Don't mess with him.
Yeah! Woo, woo, woo. Jackie Ryan live in the studios here at KPLU. Jackie Ryan, we are thrilled to have you here. That was
a fun little run
through a tune that I think, Don't Worry, Be Happy, it can get a little cloying at times, but that was so cool.
I like cloying. I'm into cloying.
So
cloy away. Yeah.
Give us a little background about your life in music. I mean, you grew up with it. Your parents were fantastic singers.
They were.
But
they
not
were.
Necessarily jazz singers.
No, they were not. But they sang all the time. So singing was just a natural part of life, just hearing it. They were professional when they were younger, you know, in their 20s and this and that, but before they had a family. But my mother, she sang in operettas down in Mexico, in Guadalajara, at the Teatro Degollado. And my father sang classically, so he sang in all the, you know, all the languages. He sang Brahms, Schubert, you know, Tchaikovsky, all the operas. And he was an amazing singer. Also, he sounded like Carreras, you know. I was always singing, really, always. And then when I was 15, I joined a band, and I wrote the music for it, and we did little dance concerts. And after high school, I started traveling all over the country, up into Canada with a band. And we did R&B music and pretty heavy belting, gospel, you know, Sam and Dave, Otis Redding stuff. And so that's really big in me, too, you know. I was really belting away every night for you know, many years. And I started to get a little hoarse. And so I kind of had to stop and say, whoa, I'm getting, I don't like this, you know, because my range went from 3.5 to less than an octave, you know. And I sounded like Miles Davis, you know. But they thought that was cool, but I knew I couldn't do what I used to do. So I stopped. And in that time period, that's when I started becoming aware of jazz. And I was listening to the radio, and I turned on the radio, and I heard Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. And I thought, whoa, what a song, you know. Wow, the lyrics, the melody, you know. And I got into that, and I got into Brazilian music at that time.
Jackie Ryan is live in the studios here at KPLU. Her terrific new album is called Listen Here. We're going to talk more about the album a little bit later, but right now we'd love to hear one more another song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to talk more. This is a song. My sister took me to see Porgy and Bess when I was young. She's about 8 years older than me, and she's a smart sister. And that was the first time I'd heard Gershwin's music or that kind of singing, and the music was so beautiful, so I've loved this song my whole life. The man who wrote it, the play called Porgy, his name was Hayward DeBose, and he lived in South Carolina, and he wrote the play about the people that live there, and they're called the Gullah people. They're African slaves, there's still a lot of Gullah people that live in the islands off South Carolina. But they had a certain way of talking, and so the lyrics kind of reflect that way of speaking. He himself had polio and pleurisy when he was younger, so I think he had a certain kind of empathy for this character of Porgy, who was a crippled man. Also, of course, Ira Gershwin wrote the lyrics also. They both wrote the lyrics to this, and George Gershwin wrote the music, and they both went to the islands to be with the Gullah people. Those of you who don't know the story, Bess was a woman of ill repute, so they say, and she stumbles into Catfish Row, which is, by the way, a real place, and it is there, where people are selling things, you know, the food. And she's trying to get away from these two bad men who are kind of taking over her life, sporting life, and Crown, it's a pimp. And she meets Porgy, and she falls in love with him, but she thinks maybe she's not worthy of him, knowing what she does. And she doesn't think she's worthy of him, so she sings him this song. stay here, but I ain't worthy. You is to descend to understand that when I see him, he hypnotized me. When he takes hold of me with his hard hand. Someday I know he's coming back to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying Porgy deep inside me. But when he calls, I know I have to go. I loves you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you would keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. Then I'd be glad. Someday I know he's coming back to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying Porgy deep inside me. When he calls, I know I have to go. I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Oh, don't let him handle me with his. You would keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my mate. As your war. Randy Halberstadt.
Randy Halberstadt at the piano with Jackie Ryan singing Heartbreak, and that was beautiful. Jackie Ryan's got a brand new record out, top of the charts right now. It's called Listen Here. It was produced and many of the songs arranged by John Clayton. Jackie, another thing that's always a highlight on your records is there's always a really beautiful Spanish language song. And you've said, I wish we could write lyrics in English the way they write them in Spanish. Yeah. And I would love to hear about the story behind this next song.
Well, because my mother was from Mexico, the first music I heard growing up was all Spanish music. And so when I sing a song in Spanish, I don't know, it comes from a different place. I don't know why, genetically or what, but it does. So this is called La Puerta. And it's actually a sad song, but it's about the end of a relationship and the door that the lover closes behind them and never to see each other. Talks about the pain of the breaking up and the sadness of it. And so that's what it is.
La puerta se cerró detrás de ti y nunca más volviste a aparecer. Dejaste abandonada la ilusión que había en mi corazón por ti. La puerta se cerró detrás de ti y así detrás de ti se fue mi amor, creyendo que podría convencer a tu alma de mi padecer. Pero es que no supiste soportar las penas que nos dio la misma adversidad, así como también nos dio felicidad, nos vino a castigar con el dolor. La puerta se cerró detrás de ti y nunca más volviste a aparecer. Dejaste abandonada la ilusión que había en mi corazón por ti. Pero es que no supiste soportar las penas que nos dio la misma adversidad, así como también nos dio felicidad, nos vino a castigar con el dolor. La puerta se cerró detrás de ti y nunca más volviste a aparecer. Dejaste abandonada la ilusión que había en mi corazón por ti. dejaste abandonada la ilusión que había en mi corazón. Por